100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, and this is his coffee.
That's good coffee.
So, weekly challenge, huh? Let's get some stories together on the topic of deck. And you guys came through. We got stories from Muncie, Jeffrey Fisher, Charlie LaCrosse, Richard, Lizzie Goodkoff, Serendipity, Zach Mann is back. Man, how does that work for you? Tom, Marsha has come back, and she has a story that isn't like a billion words long. So cool. And she recorded it. Norval Joe and Tura. So hey, it takes folks a little while, but they get situated and then they're like regulars. You, like you, the regulars. Or you, the regular listeners. By the way, if you're wondering why the server's been up and down, you're actually paying attention to it, as opposed to me. There's some UPS issues and this and that, but it's okay. It runs. And it's going fine. It's a lot better than the one it was on before, right? You can tell by all the comments and stuff you've been leaving and things. Just leave one. It's next weekly challenge is going to be number 500. And I thought about doing something special for that, just like the 10th anniversary and the this and the that. And then, okay, maybe I haven't been doing anything special for these. It's a thing. You know, after a while, you just go, okay, whatever. I mean, my 25th graduation, what do they call it? Reunion. Is it 25? No, that's next year. I mean, I don't know. What I do know is I'm getting laundry done. I'm going to head out to brunch in a little bit and see some folks I haven't seen for a while, even though a lot of them are in town. What's the deal with that? Oh, yeah, because I'm a crazy-ass recluse by now. So let's all be crazy-ass recluses together and listen to some stories. Muncie, remind me of what it's like to be creative.
Greetings, Nanoids, from Muncie, here on week 3 of NaNoWriMo to toss off a story that really makes very little sense. Let's get at it. Home Improvement by Christopher Monroe. We were so excited when the project began. I mean, none of us were carpenters. We'd never built a veranda before. But we were reasonably intelligent individuals, and YouTube does exist after all. How hard could it be? Unbelievably hard, as I'm sure will come as no surprise to the handier among you. The resultant porch looked terrible, but, more tragically, friendships ended over the fights attempting to build it caused among us. We went our separate ways, dispirited by failure, and never spoke again. A tragic end to a tragic tale, especially as we'd started with such great expectations. Broken Escalator, Christopher Monroe, .blogspot.com, and tweets at Munzee Bunzee. And off I go once more, Nanoids. Off once more I go.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 499 on the topic of deck. As usual, I have two stories for you. My first one is called Weekend Getaway. Sam and Lisa sat on adjoining deck chairs, staring at the ocean. They had arrived at the beach house earlier in the day and planned to do little the rest of the weekend but sit in those chairs and relax. "This is the life," said Sam, hoisting a beer bottle in Lisa's direction. A seagull passed overhead, spattering Sam. "Except for the seagull poop," observed Lisa. "Right." A gust of wind sprayed sand in Lisa's face. "And the sand." "Amen." The wind brought with it clouds, which opened up on the couple, drenching them. Sam and Lisa sat on Naugahyde chairs inside the beach house as rain pelted the exterior. "This is the life." "You bet." My second story is called A Matter of Balance. The bar rocked to and fro as the waves battered the ship. Outside, the slippery deck and gale-force winds made walking dangerous. I figured I could hole up in the bar until the worst of the storm passed. Only one problem. The swaying of the ship caused the occupants of the bar to sway as well. I could steady myself by gripping the edge of the bar with both hands, but that left me one hand short for hoisting my glass. Then the solution hit me. Drink more. If I got just drunk enough, I would sway in the opposite direction to offset the ship. Problem solved. Hit me, I told the bartender. I was no longer just a casual drinker. I was a man on a voyage of scientific exploration. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back for exciting week number 500.
Good day. Charlie has two this week. We had to swab the deck, chip paint, polish the brass, clean windows inside and out, type letters, carry messages, answer the phone, keep the calendar, erase the boards, punch the holes in the papers, file the memos, check the spelling, lock the doors, unlock the doors, stand guard, wake the guards, pick up the trash, blow up the balloons, neuter the cats, change the tires, don the socks, air the laundry, start the rumors, shine the boots, blow the noses, change the diapers, walk the dogs, clean the drains, feed the elders, change the oil, and count the meds. Second. First time I set foot on the hollow deck, I was shocked. Someone hadn't cleaned up after the last user. There was food, empty bottles, used condoms, and the stench of cat's ass and hamster food. The family had room and equipment keys, but they were very careless about tidying up after their sessions. We were able to save a sheetload of money by not buying gas, going on vacations, or going to parties. Grandpa used the hollow deck in his wheelchair, and I used to spend all weekend in there, with some poppers, a bottle of nitrous, and a call girl.
Morning everyone, it's Richard, and here's a story on the topic of deck. I've called it Ogres, Not the Brightest of the Bunch. The ogre grinned wickedly at Laggins, who, quaking in his boots, whimpered, "I'm just a poor traveller. What are you going to do with me?" "First," replied the ogre, "I'm going to deck you. Then I'm going to steal your gold for my secret hoard."
"You have a secret hoard of gold?"
"Yes."
Where exactly?"
"Down the path, third oak on the right. Now, where was I?"
"I was going to deck you and steal your gold," replied Laggins.
"Get on with it, then."
Laggins whacked the ogre as hard as he could with his stake, knocking him clean out.
That's all for this week. Speak to you next week. Goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. All forms of alien life cleared the deck. When asked about the sign, Ray pointed, "You can see them? The bastards! They're sitting right there, mocking me!" That was odd. No one had ever seen any alien around. Everyone laughed. Ray was just the local oddball. He thought he was a prepared oddball, though. He had plenty of food and water in that boat, just in case. When the electricity system collapsed mysteriously, Ray said, "See? That's why I didn't want them to get comfy in my boat." But they did, and they ate all of Ray's supplies, too. This is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. This job sucks. Early hours of the morning, I'm bored, tired, and half frozen to death. A life on the ocean wave. See the world and live the dream. That's what they promised. More a nightmare, in my own opinion. Plus, I keep getting saddled with the crappiest jobs. Like tonight, stuck out on deck, peering into the darkness, while everyone else is partying down below. I'd had enough, and sneaked below deck to try and warm up. Which is why we hit the iceberg. Such a shame about the ship and all those people. It wasn't unsinkable, after all.
This is Zach Mann. When you lived as long as I, you will have many regrets. Likely your biggest regrets are those you could have avoided with free professional help. If only I'd asked the paint counter what paint was good for wooden decks, they would have told me to use seal or stain for wooden decks, and I never would have painted it. After failing to remove old paint with multiple power tools and chemicals, I am trying deck restoration paint, but from the YouTube reviews, heavy-duty paint is still paint and still likely to bubble and chip in 2 years.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and I've got a story for you this evening. It's called Benny Decked Lucy. He knew it wasn't the proper thing to do. His parents had told him it wasn't right to knock the daylights out of his little sister, even if she provoked it. Grandmother had a bit different take on the matter. Make her throw the first punch. So Benny found the one thing that would unhinge his sister and delivered it during dinner. Sure enough, what Lucy heard wasn't what his parents heard. What his parents saw was Lucy fly over the table and grab Benny by the throat. Benny decked Lucy. His parents had to implement new rules. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Marcia. I live in Houston, Texas. I'm a housewife. I've never written anything professionally, but I wrote a story on the word deck this week, and the title of my story is Saturday Night. Every Saturday night, around 6:30, I meet with 8 of my nearest and dearest. We gather at a different location. Money and snacks are involved. We play a variety of games, and no one knows where some originated. One lady has dreamed a couple up, and I mean literally. 8's Riffin, Gone Fishing, Leapin' Lena, The Wings, just to name a few. Some of them are wild and some are not, but all are either high or low and sometimes both. The thing we all agree on is, if things aren't going your way, get 2 new decks. Deal, suckers.
So I handed him my bottle and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet. And his face lost all expression. Said, if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up. Know when to fold up.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com and of the YA Books Podcast, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 499 with a prompt of deck. I'm doing NaNoWriMo. Yeah, I'll admit it. I'm at 32,000 right now, but haven't done much in the last week, so I really need to get after it again. And if you can't write 100 words once a week while you're writing 20,000 words a week, You know, what's wrong with you? Give it a shot. Well, here we go. Here's my story. Rick Racker pulled on his own brown hood, adjusted the eye holes to see clearly, and sat at the table. He said, "Have a seat." Durgle sat in the remaining empty chair. "Shouldn't your hats be stylized armadillos?" he asked. "Why?" Rick asked. "Well, because, you know, they're..." Durgle stammered. "Julio, cut the deck," Rick said to one of the hooded men. Julio produced a deck of cards, split it into two equal piles, and set them in the middle of the table. Rick took a card and turned it over. "The Joker?" Durgle asked. "Yeah," Rick smiled. "The Joker." Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Tora Brazoino here with a story on the subject, deck. After designing cards for standard decks, Tarot and Magic the Gathering, I branched out into new areas of the ludocartological art. My creations include a deck for the Chinese Five Elements of Nature and 29 Ranks of the Court, and a modern one crossing the periodic table with Gelman's Eightfold Way. My Unity deck has just a single card, showing the Eye of God. At Solitaire, you always win. The Zen deck has no cards. The design on the back is a brush-drawn circle, the display case a solid block of wood. The sage plays without playing and wins all.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
To gather their crews so they could deal with a big emergency, officers used to shout, "All hands on deck!" It also helped them weed out the jokers on the crew, who'd rush to the top deck and put their hands on the wooden slats. A boot in the ass would knock them face down into the deck, and they'd learn not to make light during an emergency. These days, you hear that expression everywhere. Network engineering, grocery store checkout lines. Less boots in the ass, though. Unless it's for a run on dominatrixes at the local brothel, of course.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories on the topic of deck. I think you guys did great. What do you think? Now that you've heard them all, and gone to the site oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, read them, let them sink in, what do you think? It doesn't matter what I think. I'm going to post them whether they are great or whether they suck or whether they're offensive or whether they're just mild. I'm going to post them up for all to enjoy or suffer from, in the case of Planet Z. What do you think? That's what matters. Or does it not matter to you? Say up in the comments, you know what? I like it that there's no comments. Fuck you all. In fact, I may just do that. I just said that. I keep doing them, therefore, I don't care. Okay, maybe I do care. Maybe I care a little more when someone takes the time. They've taken the time to put it together. They've taken the time to record it. What do you think? Okay, that's enough. I'll see y'all next week when the topic is wind, or is it wind? I'm pretty sure we've done this one before, but fuck it, there are only so many words. I mean, if you post some topics in the comments, let's not go there. Thank you all for being a part of this, and as always, keep it brief.